my welcome listeners to today's championship basketball game, the 1A Boys Championship, following the 1A Girls victory. King Cove Boys, the T-Jacks would like to do the same thing. As the girls win 72-34 over Tri-Valley, the boys will try to duplicate here. They take on a tough Newton team, averaging over 80 points a game, as they beat Cannonau last night, 88-77, in a high-scoring affair. And your T-Jacks are up for the task, I think, as Severian starts out for the T-Jacks. Fassio knocked down by Justice Sipigek. Here's Gordon into the lane. The shot won't go, and rebound out to Alexander Ney. Now the three-pointer off the mark, too, is Gould with the rebound. And it comes to Severian, and Graydon works it up against Alexander Ney. Severian has Morey in front of him now, and a high pass trying to go inside to Duarte. I'm not sure who that was going to. But here is Darren Morey for the first shot. This one misses, and the rebound by Jason as Duarte comes out to Gary Gould. Big floor here today as the boys have the three-pointer on the way from at the three-pointer to get things started for the T-Jacks. Morey with it, picked up there by Graydon. Now Alexander Ney, Graydon Brandle with Brian Eichley. Eichley inside, Gordon gets by. Eichley lost him for a minute. Richard Gordon gets the two. The two sophomores, Eichley and Brandle, the three seniors, Gould, Severian, and Duarte. Down low, Duarte triple team down there. And there'll be a foul. Called on Ugly. Jacob Ugly picks up his first. And that's only Jason's first shot is off. One more coming up for Duarte. Jason's had a great tournament here so far, too. A great season, really. Just really played within the game, and it's going to be out of bounds off of Hubbard as Gould goes up with him. It's going to be Gary Gould time today, too. Yesterday, kind of a rugged game for him, but he takes the inbound pass from Severian into the lane, puts up the little shot off the glass, doesn't go as Morey pushes it ahead to Sipigek, and Justice can't catch up to it. Nunemute will double team on Gould at the high post now, and gets it over to Severian. Morey has him. Back to Gary. A 3-2 score here early as Severian at the high post. Gets it back to Gould. Three-pointer on the way. This one misses. Severian the rebound, and Eichley goes high for the offensive board. Now Gould in the lane. Foul there by August again. So Jacob August picks up two quick fouls. And at the line, Gary Gould for two shots. First one is good. Gould with one more. This one on the way misses, and the rebound.
Violation on the
defense.
We'll shoot the second one over again.
So they'll shoot the second one over. Gould with a chance to make the second. And he does. So a 5-2 score here early. The T-Jacks on top. 5:46 to go in the first quarter. Here's Morey all the way to the hoop. He goes. Can't get the shot to go, and Severian trying to cover the rebound, but Neal comes out to
Kupiak as Braden Brandel rushing back ends up with the ball in his hands. He gets the long rebound. He had headed down court. And here's Severian in the lane. Severian gets the two-pointer. It is Nikosiewicz. Over to Maury. Maury shot the lights out last night, and he's fouled here today. The three-pointer finds Maury. Deep three-pointer. Who is 10 feet back of the line? Here's Duarte battling Nay for that rebound. And now the timeout. For Newton.
A 30-second timeout.
4:46 on the clock here in the first quarter, and it's a 7-5 score. As Duran Moore, he was at least 8 feet back of the line there for that three-pointer, if not 10. Coach Shadow Brock talking it over with the boys there in the short timeout as we're in a championship game here. The boys won a state championship. Chance for King Grove to win them both. The girls took care of Tri-Valley 72-34 in the girls' side as Darren Moore takes the inbound pass. Moore will bring it up. He's got Braden with him. They're in. Goes out on Maury. Complete receipt. And here's McCuffey. And this shot misses. Rebound by Duarte. Now on the floor they go. It's going to be T-Jax basketball. A little bit of flopping going on in some cases here. And then some real contact in others right now early. As 4:16 to go in the first, here's Duarte. Goes up, Nay gets a block on him. And that hasn't happened much for Jason this season, but Duarte will recognize this, and here's a three-pointer. Here's Jared Corey. So Maury with another deep three-pointer. There's a way back there. Brandel thinks about it. He goes into the lane there. It's, here is Severian. Misses a shot. Duarte underneath gets the three-pointer. Duarte makes it a 9-8 score as Maury into the lane. Dumps it off there to Richard Gordon. He'll miss the shot. And a rebound by Gold. Jerry keeps the dribble all the way to the hoop. He goes and gets 2 points. Oh, the nice guy there makes it 11-8. Now Maury again behind the screen. Takes a three. Can't get this one. The rebound by Gold. Gold keeps the dribble alive. Out to Braden Brandel. Brandel shot. This is there, and he'll open up the two-pointer shot to Maury. What's up again? Yes, he is there. Now, here's Severian in the lane. There's going to be a foul on Maury with the push.
Charge number 23. Foul starts to be Darren Maury.
So that's the time now on the floor. This is our media timeout. Monster in the beat to Virgil at KSDP Studios for a quick 60 seconds monster break. More 1A state championship basketball coming up. It's 11 for King Cove, 10 for Unimu.
We want to say thanks to our sponsors who make these games a reality. So, first, thank you to the Aleutians East Borough for their support of KSDP. Also, thank you to the cities of King Cove, to Goulds & Sons in King Cove, as well as the King Cove Corporation and the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. We want to say thank you to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Allen & Letty's Car Rental, And also thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation, processing fish in King Cove and Sandpoint, as well as the Newton family in King Cove. Also thank you to the City of Sandpoint, to the Schumigan Corporation, Precision Airlines, offering services in the Aleutians Eastboro and beyond, to Island Marine Surveyors and Sandpoint Generating, and also thank you to Peninsula Airlines and Tel-Alaska. Without these sponsors, these games would not be happening, so thank you very much for your continued support of KSDP.
And back to Carl Pulliam.
And back at the arena here, out of the timeout, it'll be Nunamute basketball under their own hoop. Inbounding will be as back in the ballgame, too. Augut comes in. He's got two personal fouls. This off of Augut as Gary Gould got a hand in there to break up his drive. And Gould will bring it up. 2:22 to go, first quarter. 11-10 score as they try to go into Duarte. They have been blocking him up. Two and three guys on Duarte so far as May has it. And one of the Marlott players running outside the baseline there. Called for a violation as it goes over to Severian. Creighton at the free throw line. Jumper is good. Severian gets the two-pointer, and Creighton with seven in the game here early, 13-10 score. As ball coming over towards Morey, instead goes to Mikiana. His shot misses. All good. Goes up. There's going to be a foul on Duarte. To the line goes Jacob Augut. Augut with two fouls. On himself and two free throw shots here, though, and this is on the first one. Second one coming up for Jacob. And
Violation.
Got the line. So no basket on the second one.
Okay, now it's $1,500.
Flip off. TJX, Gary Gould will ring it up. As he comes into the free throw line area, puts up the shot. Ball gets knocked around. Severian giving chase. Gould comes up with it. Gould back the other way into the lane. Can't get it to go. It should be out of bounds. Ball to Nunez. That's 1:10 on the clock here in the first period. A 13-10 score in favor of the T-Jacks. Here's the three-pointer. We're down to 14. Darren Morey with the three-pointer. Over to Eichley. Now back to Gould. Gould wants to go to Severian and does. Double team comes. Now to Duarte. Three-pointer for Duarte. And then this one's off. Braden Brandle gets the rebound. Into Eichley to Duarte. Underneath, he's fouled.
Nunez
picks up the fourth team foul there. One team foul on the T-Jacks as at the line, Duarte, for two shots. And again, missing on the free throws, Duarte 0-for-3 from the line. Needs to get settled into the game here. Jason's second shot on the way. Good. Well, that's all he needed was a little cheering and jeering from the Nunamute crowd there, it seemed like. That helped him out, maybe relax a bit. Because that's right, I got to show him how good we've been this last couple of days here at the state tournament. Severian staying with Morey. Now Morey inside the ball kick, and here's a steal by Gould. Ahead to Duarte. And Duarte fouled there by Mikiana again. That's a line. Still waiting for two more. Second one all the way for Duarte. And one or two from the line again. Makes it 16-13. Just 4 seconds on the clock. Here's Morey. Fires for three. And not there. That's the end of the first quarter play here. The D-backs from King Cove leading 16-13 over Nunez. We'll be back in 60 seconds right here on KSD's coverage of the 1A State Championship.
Programming on KSDP is supported by the Shumagin Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Shumagin family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, and the Anchor Inn Motel. The Shumagin Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.shumagin.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Shumagin Corporation, hometown values and service, a proud sponsor of KSDP.
KSDP programming is brought to you in part by Peninsula Airways. Reservations are available in Sandpoint at 383-6000, in Cold Bay at 532-2485, or toll-free 800-448-4226. Reservation information is also available online at penair.com. Peninsula Airways is a proud sponsor of 830 AM KSDP.
Second quarter action here. It's Nunimit with the basketball to start the second quarter. 3-point lead for the T-Jacks. Here is Jacob August. Backs off to try to get the shot there against Duarte. Now inside, works in for two. And he's got it. Thirteen points in the first quarter to 16 for the T-Jacks. Now a 1-point game. Randall gets it down to Severian on the baseline. Here's the cutter. Gould, too hard off the glass, but he's fouled as he went.
You think that's like a very cool. Foul charge to the windows to the boot box. Morey picked up his third personal foul.
So, Josh Mikiana picks up.
Into the ball game. Number 17 on the street.
As Mikiana picks up his third, August has two, and Gary Gould having the right kind of game there, 4-for-4 from the line. As he has six in the game. Here's Morey, to the hoop, he goes, swooping in, Duarte just misses on the block. And Morey, he had 39, I think, yesterday. Anyway, he had a bunch of 7 3-pointers. Dangerous shooter. Here's Gould. Ooh, loses the ball out of bounds there as he tries to dribble against the defender. Working down inside, double-team game. Those kind of turnovers, always tough. There's now the chance for Nunimir to take a lead. Here's Morey in the lane, the kick-out pass. Goes to Gordon, and Gordon, tough shot in traffic there as Drayden gets the rebound. Severian works it up court. Now they get it to Gould. Gary inside as he is fouled. So it's going to be on the cup yet.
He's down number seven.
At the line. Gary Gould for the two shot. So a 19-17 score now is the second one on the way. Also good. 20-17. There's Eichley trying to come up with that basketball. Foster gives chase two, and it ends up out of bounds. It'll belong to Foster. Gordon, rather, gives chase for Nunemut, and it ends up in Nunemut's hands. McCookback, way back to the three-point line, fires for three, doesn't get it. Hugrick throwing it back into play as Gordon pulls it out of there. Gets it to Molly for three. Here comes Gould in the lane, leans into the shot, doesn't get it. The tip out to Severian, three-pointer for him. That's not good. And the foul might be called on Brian Eichley. And so we are tied up at 20. Nunemut with the three-pointer from Morey forges a tie right now here early in the second quarter. 17 fouls on Nunemut, only two on the T-Jack. Severian kind of disappearing right now. Need him to get in there. He started out in the first quarter. It seemed like he was rolling well, and right now hasn't had the touches. We'll see if that happens. Duarte trying to settle into the game, too. He's missed free throws in there and got I don't know, a little bit not quite there, not all there. Here is Ney and Eichley. Gets over there in time, too. Brian, boy, he's been playing well here at the tournament, too. And yesterday, I think 10 or 12 points in the ballgame as well. As Randall underneath will get the call.
He got it now.
Braden picks up the team's third. That's one thing about the T-Jack here. You look over on the bench, they have just one substitute. As Morey tucks the ball, goes under and up for the two-point shot. Won't get it. Braden gets the rebound. Eichley, nice pass to Severian. Tries to slip it over to Duarte there, and it'll be out of bounds for the T-Jack. Comes into Jason. Double team coming. He gets it back out to Gould. Now to Severian. Backs in. Gets it out to Gould. Gould in the lane. Not touched by Eichley. Out of bounds it goes. Darren Morey to bring it up. We're tied at 20. 5:15 to go in the first quarter, or in the first half, as a long shot there misses. Braden brings down the rebound. Then tries to throw over the top, and Justice Nikupiak gets it back to Morey. Morey picked up by Severian. Shot misses there, and the rebound comes off. Duarte with it. Now Gould weaves his way up the court as he drives inside, puts up the shot off the glass, won't go. Rebound to Eichley, and Eichley to Severian. So Gould didn't get out in time, I guess, is he? Got that shot off in there, but then Eichley got the rebound. The 3 second call. There is Morey with it. Still tied at 20. And there's a three-pointer on the way for August. Rebound by Eichley. Now it comes to Severian, and Graydon will bring it up. The long looping stride. He goes into the lane. Now the kick out to Gould is August stops right there, ready to take a charge if he could. The very end, three-pointer, good, and there you go, Braden. There he gets the touches, and he needs them. He's got 10 in the game, 23-20. We wondered who was going to get that next big bucket, and there it is, as Morey gets the screen and goes to the hole for four. Yuri Gold with it for the T-Jack. Gets an opening all the way to the glass. Can't get it to go, and up goes Gawardi. Trying to get the rebound put back, and boy, a lot of hands grabbing in there. Gawardi not able to get it cleanly. As here comes Morey again. He backs out 23-22. T-Jacks by one. Morey with it over on the left side. Works his way down to the baseline. Back out he goes to Tiana. And then Eichel steals the ball but throws it out. And Morey gets it. Here's a shot there by Josh Mechiana. And over the back. Thumped over the back and grabs that ball out of the hands of Kuzikun, who's checked in. And now in for Nunamute will be Aaron Gordon. He's a sophomore. The high post, Severian with it. Trying to go out to Kuzikun, he does, and Kuzikun rolls it in! Kuzikun with the two-pointer, makes it 25-22. Here's a three from Morey. That one's off. Rebound by Gawardi. With Hoggis on his back. And here it comes to Severian. Shows three, pulls up two. That one not there. Rebound off to Nay. He has Kuzikun in front of him. Now Eichley. Eichley, great defense, but a long shot by Nay. 25-24. Down to 2:17 to go first half. There's Duarte. Three-pointer not there. And going to be a push on Kuzikun on the rebound. Richard Gordon checks back in for Nunamute. Still inbound the basketball is a 25-24 lead for the T-Jacks. Just over 2 minutes to go here. First half. Darren Morey with it on the right side. Severian picking him up there. Gets the screen. As they get it back out to Alga. Three-pointer on the right side. Four. Okay. Alga makes it 27-25. And Nunez takes the two-point lead. Gary Gold with it to Severian. Severian backs it out on the dribble. He now heads down towards Kuzikun in the corner. And that pass headed brightly, but not where he was at. So the turnover gives it back to Nunamute with the two-point lead and a minute and a half left then here in the first half. Morey slides inside, kicks it back to Gordon, and a travel call. Inbounding will be the T-Jack. Chance to tie here, 103 to go first half. Gold brings it up. He's got Morey in front of him. Gold gets a screen now. It's against Gordon as he gives it back to Severian. Severian to Gary in the key area. After it comes to Eichley. Now the double team comes. Over to Kuzikun. He drives down inside and out of bounds it goes. So Amalric will get it back. There's Morey walking it up court. Now picked up speed as he goes around the screen there of Josh Nekiana. Severian staying with him down to 22 seconds. A two-point lead for the Amaguas. Here's Jacob Amaguas. His three-pointer won't go as Gordon with the rebound. Gordon looking for somebody to get it to, and here's Morey, three-pointer from way out there. 6 seconds on the clock. Here comes Gould. He'll fire for three, and that one misses two. Nunemute will go into the halftime ahead by two at 27 to 25 for the T-Tac. We're going to send it back to KSTP Studios. You're listening to Championship Basketball as the boys' championship underway here. It's the Pinko T-Tac for 25. And Nunemute from Mohawk at 27. We'll be back in 60 seconds with our halftime set.
We want to say thanks to our sponsors who make these games a reality. So first, thank you to the Aleutians East Borough for their support of KSDP. Also, thank you to the cities of King Cove, to Goulds and Sons in King Cove, as well as the King Cove Corporation and the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. We want to say thank you to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Allen and Letty's Car Rental, and also thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation, processing fish in King Cove and Sandpoint, as well as the Newton family in King Cove. Also, thank you to the City of Sandpoint, to the Schumigan Corporation, Precision Airlines, offering services in the Aleutians East Borough and beyond, to Island Marine Surveyors and Sandpoint Generating, and also thank you to Peninsula Airlines and TelAlaska. Without these sponsors, these games would not be happening, so thank you very much for your continued support of KSDP.
And back to courtside with Carl Pulliam.
Halftime here, the paper airplane toss about ready to get going. And we hope we'll see what happens here. Possibly we'll get Coach Gary and a couple of the girls over here. But boy, it just turned into a looks like the streets of Hong Kong right now. Just for the numbers of people. It is packed at the end line. I wouldn't want to go anywhere right now in a sense, but we'll see. Maybe because the stands have emptied out, it might be easier. At the half, it's the King Cove T-Jack with 9 points in that second quarter after putting up 16 in the first at 25. And then the Nunemute.
3, 2, 1, let it go.
The Nunemute boys with 14 in the quarter, outscoring the, there we go. As they outscored the boys 14-9 in that second quarter. Hey, I've got the girls here. You want to stand? Is that okay? Okay. As I got some of the championship girls here with me, as we'll pick it up starting here with Sadie Newton. So, Sadie, how's it feel to be the champ at 1A? Well, hang on just a second. Let me get you. Okay. So what's that championship feel like? Is that? Yeah, the in that game, too, like yesterday, you started out real quick. Did it feel the same way today? Girls were ready to go right away? It seems like it's make sure I get that squared up. Yeah, for you, did you girls, knowing they played Tri-Valley once before, were you looking forward to playing them again? Well, and it seemed like that was probably your best game of the year in terms of, somebody playing close to you. But today, did they play as well, do you think, today as before?
2, 1.
Yeah, pretty happy with the results. Can I challenge you to come back next year and do the same thing? Your girl's ready to do it? Oh, boy, that's great to hear. Anybody want to say hi to you back home right now and say, way to go. We did it. Yeah. Hey, you're a happy bunch of, you know, this crew has just been, you've been together playing too for years, right? When did you start?
Fourth grade.
Yep. And Jalea, you and Elaine are all together like that. Oh, fantastic. Young lady, congratulations. So happy for you. All right. Okay. I think we got it all right there, Elena. So I got Elena Mack here, part of the winning group there of the rookies. What was your feeling after seeing those that clock wind down to zero?
I mean, it was a good feeling. It was a great feeling because we had worked so hard. Even though just watching the clock running down and hearing the crowd cheering.
Yeah, it was kind of nice to actually go over to the bench and watch that happen, wasn't it? Yeah, I think today it seemed like everybody here at the state tournament kind of zeroed in on you each game. But today it seemed like they tried to play it straight up. Was that, you were looking forward to that? Yeah, I think your shot was definitely on today too, boy. Seemed like you weren't going to miss, but great job by you girls out there, too. And I noticed in the first quarter, every starter scored but Monica, which oftentimes she doesn't even shoot anyway. But you had the scoring spread out, and everybody hit a three-pointer. And I think Tri-Valley looked at it and said, uh-oh, hey, we're trying to guard Elena, and now everybody's going to shoot it. So did that kind of loosen things up for you, open things up?
Yeah, I mean, it definitely loosened things up. I mean, a lot of people go into games, oh, I got to guard Elena, I got to guard Sadie, I got to guard Jalea. I mean, they really focus on us three mostly because we mostly get the scoring done. But then if we get Leilani and Monica into the mix, it's really hard to be able to guard us because we have all that.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, three weapons is pretty good, though.
Yeah.
I like that. How about for next year? You already thinking about next year?
Not yet, but we didn't just start over.
Yeah.
It's going to be good next year because we got most of the starters coming back.
Yep. Oh, yeah, I think somebody will step up. And you got Kayla and Rita and other girls that can come off the bench. Maddie looking pretty good as a freshman. I keep thinking she's older than that, but just a freshman. So I think we'll look good. Well, I challenged Sadie and said, you know, let's get back here and let's do two in a row. You think that's possible?
I hope so. I definitely think it's possible.
Well, I bet you're going to do the work for it. Well, congratulations, Elena. Yep. And let's see, you got it? All right, Jalea. Good to have you down here. What's it like to be a champion?
Yeah,
I bet. You worked hard this year for this too, didn't you? Yeah. And, you know, probably on the court, one of the things I see all the time is that you seem to be almost, I don't want to say emotionless, but you seem to be so calm all the time on the floor. Is that something you work on?
Yeah, our coach just knows how to have a cool head and fast feet.
Cool head and fast feet. That's a good thing to remember, right? Yeah. You know, it shows, too, and across the team, too. There's no one of you that looks like got to rein that person in or anything. Are you kind of the quarterback out there, though, as far as, like, hey, go here, come over here, need this help?
Yeah, with help from Elena, yeah.
Yeah, it seems like that a lot of good direction out there. It's been a fun year, though, hasn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Well, and how about next year? You think you can do another run? Yep. You always got to try to improve, huh? Yeah. Well, you had kind of a tough game inside the other day, and I think it was yesterday or the day before, where it just seemed like your shots weren't going. But you were at the free throw line a lot and making those. But today it looked like everything was going smooth, too, for everybody. As far as for the boys game here, do you think they can pull this off in the second half?
If they keep their heads cool, I would think they have a
Make sure you get your
Well, and I think that's the key right there, keeping it cool. Like you said, keep a cool head, and let's hope they have fast speed, too. All right. Well, thank you very much, and congratulations. Yeah. Looks good, Gary. Well, congratulations, too.
Thank you.
Were the girls more concerned about doing the paper airplane thing or coming over here?
I think it was the paper airplane.
Yeah. That's quite a deal that they do here. And how do you feel about the girls' chances coming back to view another paper airplane next year?
Got to have time to celebrate this a little bit before we do that. But if they give us another road trip, like they did this year, a three-week road trip, I believe we have a great chance to be back. I appreciate the school board and Mr. Seifert and the Borough giving us that long road trip. That really helped establish our team, establish our game.
You know, it's interesting you bring that up because I was thinking about that and said that in halftime of your game because I got to follow you on every game, and I saw the girls improve so much over the course of 2 weeks, and they played so many different styles and opponents. It seemed like it was almost like getting a team camp 2 weeks long, wasn't it?
It was. And, well, when you get that many looks and that many different opponents, and then next year, there's 4A schools talking to us about wanting to play it.
Mm-hmm.
And 3A schools. Diamond has already talked to us about getting in their tournament. And we might have a 10-10 record going into the playoffs, but it's going to even be better than this year's team if we can get there.
Yep.
So, Homer wants to give us a tournament, get a lot of invitations by these big schools, because it'll also help them get better.
Oh, yeah.
And so, and, you know, we got such God-given talent and a great program started by Joe Calver and that younger bunch and Lenny Crandall and Amy Max and that junior high program. I mean, this thing didn't start last year.
When
they were in the fourth grade.
Yeah, that's what Sadie was saying, starting in the fourth grade. And that's right, it was Kayla's dad down there, Joe Calver. And, of course, you bring everybody back but Monica, so in good shape that way. Well, you know, I'll send you some of the tournaments I've seen around the state, too, and the Diamond Links would be a great one to get into. And then there's the Delta Junction one out there, maybe, with all 3A schools. So there's a lot of spots to look at, and you can only get better if you play up.
That's right. We're looking for that the last weekend of February and the second weekend of February. So. Y'all can help us out. We sure appreciate it.
Okay.
Thank you for all you've done this year.
Oh,
I appreciate you helping us out there on being the voice of us.
Well, thanks, Gary, too. And it's, you know what? It was my opportunity, a real pleasure to follow two great teams here. So
let's see
if we can get the boys a title, too, in the second half. Cheer them on.
Shout out to all our fans over in King Kong. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you, Gary.
Thanks.
Fantastic. Well, we get ready for second half action here. I'm going to send it back to Virgil in the studios as we'll take a two-minute break back for the second half. I'll touch base with the point totals at that time, Virgil.
Sounds good, Carl. All right, 2 minutes on the clock. We are in halftime for the boys' 1A state championship title. Coming up, Nunamute's got a little bit of a edge on the T-Jacks, but anything can happen. We've still got two more periods, and we will find out soon. In the meantime, you know, we got plenty of thank yous, plenty of hugs, plenty of you folks are awesome. You're keeping community radio alive. That's not just basketball. That's news. That's weather. That's some interesting jukebox tunes and all kinds of good stuff. Fish reports. You got your salmon reports. Hopefully we'll talk with the ground fish management here at the start of next week. Also, Bryce Edgemond, Speaker of the House for the state of Alaska. out of Dillingham. We'll be live on KSDP on Tuesday. All the details are up at apradio.org. Our esteemed general manager, Austin Roof, will be speaking with Bryce, your representative in the State House. If you have any questions or concerns, or you want to talk about this year's budget process, please talk with Austin and offer any suggestions for the interview that's coming up this Tuesday at 3 p.m. live on KSDP. Thank you to our members, to our board of directors. Everybody's a volunteer. Everybody's making this happen. We're a nonprofit corporation, nonprofit radio. Speaking of, we do underwriting. We don't do advertising. And that underwriting consists of a big thank you. And how about this? David O., thank you.
Island Marine Surveyors in Sandpoint say that with the high school basketball season in full swing, let's support our teams in any way we can. When you can't attend a game, please listen in on KSDP Radio. This announcement underwritten by Island Marine Surveyors in Sandpoint. Proud to encourage our area teams.
Back to Carl Pulliam at State Action.
And we're coming up second half action, folks. It's not far away here. It's ready to go in the first half. 8 points for Gary Gold, 10 for Graydon Severi, 5 for Jason Duarte, and 2 for Zach Peterson. The boys are 25, the Peacocks are 25. The Nunamutes, Amalvucs with 27. They lead by 2, led by Darren Morey, the senior with 18 points. There's going to be a pass out of bounds to start the second half. And Darren Morey, with his demeanor, he's an entertaining player, that's for sure. There's the tip there by Alexander Ney out to Ike Lee. Three-pointer on the way, misses. And the rebound. There's the Baron, gets a hand on that shot. Duarte with the board there and double call. Duarte had the rebound, but then falling at his feet was Alexander Ney as he went high to try to block the pass. And I think Duarte was worried about Ney, or, you know, took his hand or eye off the game there for just a minute. Worried about that young fella. And certainly not a bad thing to think of at the time, but it cost him to travel. In and out goes that one as Braden has the rebound, then fouled by Ney or Aldrich. It's going to be on Ney. Alexander.
First personal foul. First team foul on the second.
And so for the rookies here, or the rookies, the T-Jets here, a chance to try to tie or take the lead. Here's Gould into the lane. He pulls up, doesn't get it, gets his own rebound off the miss. And Gould now in the corner, trap, gets it out to Eichley. And Eichley back to Gary. A ball pulled out of there. Severin will chase it down in the backcourt. Severin tripped up by Morey. Morey picks up his second. And two team fouls already here in the first minute plus on Nunamute. And the Nunamute fans getting their yell on there is they're clearing up the area where Severian went down. Wet spots there. So this will be T-Jax basketball under their own hoop. Gould will inbound. Looking for help. Finds Eichley out on the baseline. Now to Duarte. Three-pointer for Jason Duarte. As Duarte gets that one to roll in. He's got eight now in the game and a 28-27 lead. Here's the Kupicek. That shot doesn't go. Eichel with the rebound. Eichel in trouble and fouled there. The foul is going to go on the Kupicek. Gold will bring it up. A 28-27 lead for King Cove now. Goes to Severian. Looking for Braden down on the baseline. Back out to Gary. Wants to get down to the post up there where Severian is. He's looking for the foul. Doesn't get it. As August will bring it up. August pulls up. Three-pointer. Rattles around and comes out. Eichel with another rebound. Boy, Brian has just been tremendous on the boards here at the tournament. Here is Gould. 2 points good for Gary Gould. Nice controlled dribble coming into the forecourt. Gould pulls up and hits the two. Nay, all the way to the hoop is out to Morey, and he's got a three. Morey hits the three, makes it 30 all. Over to Severian, three-pointer for him. This one won't work. And the rebound off to August. Here comes Morey, pull up three again. That one, the rebound by Braden. Randall to Duarte. Now ahead to Severian. And Severian fouled as he goes to the lane. Richard Gordon gets the foul there. It was 14 foul. Just over 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter, and Severian gets two free throws.
Get your split of our tickets ready. We're going to announce 20 numbers. Get your split of our tickets out.
Braden at the line, two shots. Severian misses on the first one. One more coming up.
Into the ballgame. Number three, Josh Mormon, checking in for
Mick Diana will check in now. And Severian at the line with one more. One or two from the line for Braden. Makes it a 31-30 lead for King Cove. Here is Morey. Down the lane he goes. Puts up the shot. Can't get it. I think it might be on Eichel, but it is. That's Eichel's second. And at the line, Morey for two free throws. First one is good. One more coming up for Darren. Morey's second one also good. So with 4:50 to go in the third quarter, Gary Gould will have it. Eichel out on the left side there. Now to Braden Brandle. Back to Gould. Drives down the lane. Pulls up. The jumper's going to stay. And Gould could just keep doing that all day long. Take the space they give you, then pull up for the jump shot. Here is Nikupagak as his shot doesn't go. And Eichel with another tough rebound between them all up there. As here comes Graydon into the lane, goes to Duarte. Got two. Severian with the pass to Duarte for two. And the T-Jacks take a 35-32 lead. Halfway through the third quarter. As there's Morey, three-pointer. For Morey. His 6-1 in the ball game. Coach Shadow as So the timeout on the floor, 3:57 to go here, 35 all. As Darren Morey with his sixth three-pointer of the ball game. That's right, six of them. And yesterday he had seven. And the game against Canada, they won 88-77. Morey put up 39 in that one. He's a hard one to guard, though, too. He gets behind screens, and you think, well, yeah, he's too far away. He'll still put it up from there. But the boys just need to keep doing what they can do. And Gary Gold's finding that, I think. He's had a couple of drives into the lane and then the pull-up jump shots. That's a great work for him. As for Morey now. That makes him about 7 for 15, I think, or something like that. He was 4 for 10 in the first half. Or 6, rather. 6 for 14. I think he missed one already in this half, but hit 3. It's a very good switch on the hand there. Got it into the lane. That's a 2-pointer. And Severian, same thing. Drive inside, it's open, get in there, hit those 2-pointers, and they can't shoot threes all night long. As here's Mekiana. This shot misses. Morey straight away. He's on. Here comes Gold with a 38-37. Nunemir takes a 1-point lead. The Icy back to Gold. Gold. Sees the opening, pulls up, jumper good for Gary Gold. Trading baskets here. As there's Morey again. This one not good. Gold reaches high for the rebound. Ahead to Graydon. Severian to the hoop, can't get it. As out of bounds, it's knocked out by Brandle. Graydon trying to direct that tap to Graydon. And Braden couldn't get two hands on it, so he tapped it, hoping to get there. But 39-38 score, King Cove on top by one. There's Mekiana with it, now to Gordon. Gordon in the lane, out to Morey. Gets Severian off his feet, and Gould with the long rebound picks it up. There's Gary into the lane, puts it up a little short. And it looks like it should be a travel call, but no call. Here's the shot by Ney, misses. And for the T-Jack, they'll have a back leading by one. Severian trying to go inside. Morey will get the foul call, his third. And so for the T-Jacks, keep driving that basketball. Keep putting the pressure on the defense. Draw the fouls. Here is Braden on the baseline. Gets it back to Gould. Now to Severian. Screen from Duarte. And Duarte slides down inside, puts up the shot. Got it! Duarte. Warriors two-pointer puts the T-Jacks up by three now, 41-38. Here is Mekiana in the lane. Gordon puts up the shot, can't get it. Rebound comes off. Eichley trying to stop him, and Eichley will foul Gordon. Brian Eichley picks up his third. Gordon will go to the line for two.
Brian Eichley, his third personal foul, second team foul of the half.
There's Gordon, first shot, good. One more coming up for Gordon. Second one on the way, also good. 2 for 2 from the line. And it's a 41-40 score here. A minute 25 to go in the third period. Gary Gold with it. Gold has Kavarian at the high post. Triple teamed. Now double teamed on the wing. It comes back to Braden. Brendel gives back to Kavarian. Way out in the corner, away from the basket. And now with Morey on him. Over to Gold. Gold gets a screen from Eichel and a foul on May. Gold will shoot three. May picked up his second. And at the line, Gold will actually get two, not three. I thought he'd get three. First one good, 42-40. Second one also good, Gold. Gold has been Gold, that's for sure. As he continues to do well in this game, had a tough one the other day, and this is Gary time. Oh, it's like a travel, it should be, but T-Jack. With the basketball, you got to have a jump stop. Come to a jump stop with both feet, but that one, they let Morey go through on just a single step. As Gould from the floor, Morey. And Duarte had the rebound. That was Augut going up high for the shot, and Duarte right there with him. Gold, too, is he put it too hard off the glass. Here's Mekiana. His three-pointer won't go. And Gary Gold with the rebound. Gold keeps the dribble. Now we'll put it down to Duarte, and he gets two. Duarte with another basket. Starting to get the feel for it. Jason Duarte. With nine in the quarter, 45-40, biggest lead of the ball game for the D-Jacks. Ball comes into Mekiana, tied up in there, taken away by Brandle. With help from Duarte, and here's the long shot from Gould. Gets the backboard, but... So with the fourth quarter coming up, the D-Jacks take the largest lead of the game, 45-40. And we'll be back in 60 seconds for the fourth and final quarter of this 1A state championship game.
We want to say thanks to our sponsors who make these games a reality. So first, thank you to the Aleutians East Borough for their support of KSDP. Also, thank you to the cities of King Cove, to Goulds and Sons in King Cove, as well as the King Cove Corporation and the Alaska Commercial Company in King Cove. We want to say thank you to the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay, Allen and Letty's Car Rental, and also thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation, processing fish in King Cove and Sandpoint, as well as the Newton family in King Cove. Also, thank you to the City of Sandpoint, to the Schumigan Corporation, Precision Airlines, offering services in the Aleutians East Borough and beyond, to Island Marine Surveyors and Sandpoint Generating, and also thank you to Peninsula Airlines and TelAlaska. Without these sponsors, these games would not be happening, so thank you very much for your continued support of KSDP.
Back to courtside with Carl Pulliam.
And back to action here in the Alaska Airlines Center. It's loud and proud here, the T-Jack fans. And Nunamir fans going at it. Yes, they do the shouting contest, I think, that sound. Who can be loudest? Here's Gould. Pulls up. Two-pointer. Rattles around. Won't go down this time. Boy, Gary is the T-Jack with the five-point lead. Here is Mekiana with it. Left open. Tries the shot. Got it. Yeah, Mekiana gets the two. Severin with it. pulls up the dribble, now over to Eichley, back to Graydon. Looking for Gary Gould. Very deliberate play here as here's Braden Brandle tries it. And it's going to be off of the TJ. Kuzikun will check in for Brandle. Exactly. 45-43 score here. 7 minutes to go. There is Mikiana. Now Ney drives the lane and is fouled. He'll shoot two. Doherty picks up his second. And at the line, Alexander Ney for two shots. Ney's first one is off. One more coming up. The T-Jacks on top by two. 6:52 to go. 45-43 score. And Ney makes it stay that way. As Eichley, another rebound. Out to Severian with it on the outlet pass ahead. Now to Gould. Gould has some running room. And he turned the ball over. And I think he did. Steven says, yep, I did. So we approach the final 6-plus minutes here, the 45-43 ball game. And the Wolf Owl starting. Here's Morey out to Ney. Ney's three-pointer not there. Severian with the rebound brings it down, protecting, and there's going to be a foul on Ney. One on one for Severian. Third personal on Alexander Ney. Graydon will go to the line for a one and one.
We're in with
Severian's first shot, perfect. One more coming up for for Graydon. And makes it 46-43 with that one. Second one on the way, just right. 47-43. Imagua put it into play, and there's one of those miscues that happened. Timeout on the floor for Nunemute. Lots of time in the ballgame, though. 6:19 to go. And a 4-point lead. As it'll be King Coast basketball coming out of the timeout. For the T-Jacks here. On the cusp here, the ability to win a ball game in this kind of atmosphere is so important. You've got this outstanding shooter, too, Darren Morey. He has been riding the hot hand all season long. I talked with Bob Thomas from up on the North Slope, and he says Morey has been like this every game this year. He's not had an off game. He went out to Galena last year, or 2 years, I think, the last 2 years maybe, or definitely last year, playing at the biggest school competition for a year. Came back home for his final senior season. Wanted to have a chance maybe to get to a state tournament, and here he is, leading his team all the way here. But the T-Jacks just got to keep doing what they've been doing here, especially in the second half. Gary Gould driving in, Severian, Doherty getting free as they find Severian at the free throw line post up, but then stolen away there. Morey got a hand on it. Now in the Kupchak, his shot is going to be off as Kuzikin watches it go out of bounds, saved by Morey. Foul call. Kuzikin will go to the line. I think it's going to be on Morey. No, it's going to be on the Kupchak. To the line goes Kuzikin. Some very important free throws for this young man. Zachary lines it up on the way. Just short as Duarte nearly with the steal. Off the rebound there by Mekiana. Hubbard. As here's Nikupiak. Rushes a shot in there. Gordon gets the rebound. Off the miss as here is Ney. Ney underneath. Travels with it. Kuzikin will take the inbound pass to back to Gould. He goes. Gould comes up into the double team area. Now the triple team area. Got it over to Kuzikin. And man, there's some contact going on there. As to Kuzikin. Back to Gould. To Kuzikin. Over on the sideline. Kuzikin dribbles in and reaching foul there. On Gordon, I believe. So Gordon picked up his second.
In the morning, number three, Chuck Morey. And at the line, shooting the ball. Number 22.
So Josh Mekiana will check in. And to the line, Kuzikin. Another try at the 1-1. This one also off as that's the 19th foul. Two shot bonus the next time. Kuzikin. As Morey misses a shot there. Kuzikin. Bringing it up forward and has it tipped away there. Last touch by Zachary. Comes into Alexander Ney. Ney puts it on the floor, goes into the lane, gets it to Gordon. And Eichley will pick up number four on him. Brian Eichley. And to the line, Gordon for two shots. Gordon, first shot, good. He's 2-for-2, 3-for-3 now from the line, Gordon. Three straight. As Gordon's got this unusual setup before he shoots. And he does it every time, but he's got it down. 2-for-2 from the line. He throws big here, 47-45 score as Kuzikin over to Duarte. And Duarte levels with him. He hadn't had touches for a long time. You know, you say when something happens like that, make it up with the defensive end, and let's see what happens here. Here's Morey. That shot going out of bounds, but saved there. The rebound by Gary Gould, as you can see. One of the Amarucks coming up there. Here's Gould with it. Gould now with the dribble into the lane. And there's a collision there between Kuzikin and Jacob Aldous. And two shots coming up for Kuzikin. you put out there, Zachary. Suzukin, short on the first one. One more for Zach. Suzukin shot on the way. Good. One or two. Makes it 48-45 with the free throw. As Alexander Ney with it. Puts it on the floor, gets it over to Gordon. Inside goes Gordon, and he's got the two-pointer. .48-47 score. That's Severin with it. Braden keeps the dribble, waiting for the handoff there to Gould. Jerry will back it out now. Gould gets it to Kuzikin, down on the baseline. And it's going to be a travel call. One down. There is Gordon with it down on the baseline. And now the outside shot by Mekiana doesn't go. Ney tries it. He's got it. Alexander Ney gets his two-pointer. And now Nunemir by one at 49-48. Here's Gold, three-pointer. No rebound. Bouncing around in there trying to get it was Duarte. Got it. It's hooked in. Jason Duarte. A fall away from the baseline. He puts Kingo back up by one. 2:55 to go. 50-49. The Mogwalks. Darren Morey with it. Down to Gordon. Inside. The shot misses there. Rebound comes off. Ney. And Ney is fouled.
Kingo fouled.
Duarte picks up his third. And Ney will go to the line for two shots. He missed his last two there. Alexander, one of the seniors on the squad here. This one up and good. First one. We're tied. Justice Nikupiak comes back in. And at the line, Ney lines up the second one. In and out. Severin gets the rebound. We're tied at 50. 2:34 on the clock. Here's Graydon with it. Graydon backs it out. He has Josh Mekiana on him. Now he'll drive down inside and slips up there. It's going to be a travel call. Darren Morey with it. Severin has got him. Here is Mekiana down low, blocked by Gould, but the putback good for Ney. Ney gets the two-pointer. Yeah, Severin didn't see it coming. It's noisy in here. Here's great. Thank you. Severin with the three. 53-52. 1:42 on the clock. Here is Morey into the lane. The kick out. The shot by Mekiana is not good. The rebound by Severin comes to Duarte. Duarte's shot. Not good. Here's Ney ahead to Morey. As back it comes to the Kupiak. And a timeout for Nunemir. 53-52.
Timeout. Charles
Cruz. It is the King Cove T-Jack by one over Nunemute. Nunemute has the basketball out of the timeout. For the T-Jack, they will be on the defense coming out here in this timeout. And Alexander Nay has been the high end here down the stretch for him. But how about Severian's three-pointer? Huge after Graydon had a travel call down there. He went out from under him. There's going to be some contact on every drive, it looks like, from here on out, too. But the T-Jacks right there. Duarte, that great far away, too, on the baseline. Some huge shots made by these young men. As so close. Nay will have it. Nefuka will have it as he goes into the backcourt. So Mekiana picked up there by Brian Eichley. Now they come back to Nefuka. To Mekiana. Eichley with four fouls. Got to watch it. And now this one, Nay nearly loses it. Nay bangs into Longo there. Gets the bucket. We talked about Nay being the hot hand. He hits it here. Over to Severian. Graydon still with the basketball. Down to Duarte. Duarte. 55, 54. Winding down to 40 seconds. Down to 30 seconds, rather. Timeout for Nunemute. 55-54. The T-Jack by one. One point separates these teams right now. It's getting loud in here. It's loud and proud, they say. And boy, are they. With the King Cole on defense here. Nunemute will have it at half court. They trail by one with 29 seconds on the clock. Brian Eichley to defend the inbound. Richard Gordon had checked in. Gordon with Nikupiak. And Maury, Nay, and Mekiana. Or Argo title. Jerry Gold has Nay here as Argo to the hoop. He goes in and out. And the rebound by Duarte. Ahead it comes to Gould. 12 seconds on the clock. And Gould is fouled. On the clock, 9.8 seconds. Jerry Gould goes to line for two shots. The Kuziak picks up the foul. Here's fourth. Jerry Gold with two. The first one is in. 56, 54. She gets by two. Here's Gould with the third one, with the point, a three-point lead. He's got it. 9.8 seconds on the clock. Here comes Nay, three-pointer on the way. No, Gould with the rebound again. And grabbed by the shoulders by Nay.
All of them, number 15.
And he picks up his fourth. And Gould will shoot two more. As Nunemute. They've got to have players up there. I guess. Gary Gould. First shot, good. Gould has iced it here. 58-54, 4-point lead. And why not make it 5? 59-54. As here's Morey. That's the end of the ball game. The T-Jack. Our state champions. 59-54, the final. Gary Gould didn't miss a free throw in this ball game, as he had a total of 12 for 12 from the line. He finishes it off. The T-Jack, your 2019 1A state champion. To join the girls, the rookie, your 2019 1A state champion, King Cole victorious. We're going to send it back to Virgil in the studios. We'll be back in about 60 seconds with our both game stats. What a finish.
Programming that you're listening to has been sponsored by the Aleutians Eastboro. Also, thank you to the City of Sandpoint, to the Schumigan Corporation, Precision Airlines in Sandpoint, and Island Marine Surveyors. Also, a thank you for the sponsorship of Sandpoint Generating, the Schumigan Corporation, Tel Alaska, and also thank you to the City of King Cove and the King Cove Corporation. Thank you to the Newton family and Alan Letty's Car Rental in Cold Bay. To the Barefoot Inn and Aleutian Services in Cold Bay. And finally, thank you to the Peter Pan Corporation for their support of KSDP.
Wow. Congratulations, King Cove. We are going to go back to courtside and see how these numbers ran for the state championship.
Boy, what a ball game, folks. The T-Jacks.
First representing.
Pull out to a 5-point lead in that fourth quarter. Then just big shots down the stretch. You had Jason Duarte's rebound foot back. You had Graydon Severian. 3-pointer from out on the wing after just avoiding a turnover. The ball got chipped in the air. Severian gathered it up and yanked it in. You have the 4-for-4 from the free throw line. That's Gary Gould in the fourth quarter down the stretch. And you had a 2-pointer from Duarte again inside on the pass from Severian. Fantastic ball game. What a way to end the season here. And it was the big three getting it done. Gary Gould, Graydon Severian, and Jason Duarte. As they score all but three of the points in this 59-54 win. And why not? As those three have been waiting to get to this game for a while. Jason Duarte with 18. Graydon Severian with 18. And Kerry Gould with 20. As a fantastic finish for the King Cole T-Jack. They are your 1A state championship for a championship. Zach Kuzikin, he struggled from the line, but he made that one of two down the stretch there too. And he put in a two-pointer in the second quarter. He had 3 points. Braden Brandle playing his usual great job out there. Brian Eichley did not score, but Eichley with 9 rebounds in the ball game, as he matched up with any one of those Nunamute Wolves, as Eichley controlling the boards a bit, along with Gary Gold, Jason Duarte, Graydon Severian, all getting it done here to win this big ball game. Huge, huge, huge finish here. As they kept their cool, too. Boy, it was tough. Very physical ball game and a great Nunamute team. A team that's been averaging 81 points a game. 81 points a game. They're held to 54 here by the defense of the T-Jacks. And we mentioned Darren Morey. Morey finished. He was 4 for 10 at the behind the three-point line in the first half. He went 3 for 10 in the second half. Overall, a 29-point game for Morey. This guy? Oh, man. Just heard from Gary Lamore. I just heard from the girls coach, Gary Lamore, and he was just telling me that he hired Shadow from Texas. I kidded Shadow when I first met him and thought, oh boy, what's a Texas guy doing up here in Alaska? Well, we know we meet lots of them, but brought to you by Jerry Lamar. Wow. Well, I'll tell you what, Shadow Buck did a great job guiding these kids through the season. And they kept their cool in one of the toughest positions you could be in, with screaming fans and everything, the lights and the action here. The kids did it. They got it done. And they are the state champs. We're going to send it back to our studios. There's the hoopla going on here of rewards, too. So we'll send it back to our station. The T-Jacks and the Rookies, the 2019 1A state champions. It's been a pleasure following your teams. And, of course, always, as always, working with KSDP. Back to the studios here, and thank you for a great season, folks.